There are actually four ways that someone can, well, three ways that someone can be eligible. Anybody that's on disability, anyone that is over 65, and then anyone that is over 60 and receiving widow's benefits through Social Security is also eligible.
And it's income basis?
It's based on that, on income as well, yeah. Yes. And the rent rebate, folks can have up to $27,500 in income. And for the property tax rebate, they can have up to $30,000. One thing that confuses people on this, for that rebate, people have to include their Social Security income and also any public assistance benefits that they receive. Since it's not really a tax, it's a credit that Missouri offers or a rebate that Missouri offers. So those, even though we do it with taxes, those types of income are added in to determine.
Well, I thank you because it is a wonderful service that you guys give to those people that, because they may not even have to have normally filed, but they can come through you and then file for it and get it back. And a lot of people still, after we've had it for years, you know, don't realize it. So I think it's great that that the Extension Office does that.
Thank you. We're thrilled that we can do it. One other thing that's important about it, people can go back for 3 years and claim it if they were eligible. Mm-hmm. So we also do the back credits as well. The next reaching out report on here is from our 4-H Youth Development Specialist, Willow Williams. And I won't go through everything, but she has a lot of upcoming events. She monthly does the 4-H Taney County Facebook page, the Taney County 4-H blog, and the Taney County 4-H webpage. And we've got some pictures here of some events that 4-H has had in Taney County. So she's busy all the time, and it's a growing program, and it's very exciting. And then the next one is our agronomy graduate assistant, Will Knuckles. And Will, right now, is working with us part-time because he is going to school, and so he's in our office 2 days a week. He's working with Tim Schnackenberg, who is our specialist over in Stone County, on a number of programs, the spring event for Taney County Cattlemen's Group, the pesticide applicator training, and the Taney County Livestock and Forage Conference that's coming up. And the next is Barb Beck, who is our FNEP, Food Nutrition Extension Program Associate. And Barb works in the schools mainly, I shouldn't say mainly, she teaches children, but she also teaches adults now. The program branched out a couple of years ago to get to that. And so she goes to the Salvation Army CAM in Forsyth and Branson, puts up poster displays, gives handouts, including recipes, and then teaches classes at a number of the schools in Taney County. And the next is from Tim Schnackenberg, who is our regional agronomy specialist. And in addition to the things I mentioned that Will is working on, Tim also coordinates our Master Gardener program in Stone and Taney counties. So Tim is really active in Taney County, and we appreciate all that he does. So any questions or comments?
I don't have any.
No, I don't. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Grants Management Policy.
Good morning.
Hi. Morning.
I talked a little bit to Nikki about, and then sent some information. Did she forward you the drafts that I had sent
Yes.
Okay.
She did, and I apologize up front, as I had some notes on it, and I left those up in the office. I'm going to use excuse for things I normally do on Friday. I was trying to do this morning.
That's fine. Do you want my copy just so you have one to write
on? If you don't care.
No, I don't mind at all. Here we go. What I wanted to kind of talk to you about is implementing something formal for grants management, or either a policy procedure, some type of guidance. Each office maintains their own grant, as they're the expert in what they have the grant on, so it's easier if they maintain those basic requirements that go with each grant. But any grant that uses the county's DUNS or FEIN number is the responsibility of the county, which also requires us to report that in a full federal funds schedule. And if it's over a threshold, it requires an A-133 audit. And if we don't meet some of that audit requirement and things, it could jeopardize the eligibility of the county to receive additional federal funds. So working on tracking those, I track them with the help of the offices that have the grants. Where it really becomes is when we get some turnover, and then get with the turnover in some of those offices that do get the grants, making sure that there's a policy or something to fall back on to say, you know, there's just some extra layer is what I'm looking for. Because right now it's really informal. There's no guidance or anything to go along with it or anything to back up how anything's tracked or anything like that. So you can get some information from the treasurer. You can get some information from the auditor, and then go to each office that has the grant and those things like that. So what I was really just looking is if you would consider putting some type of formal policy in place. I looked at some similar size jurisdictions both across the country and then some in the state, and drafted what I thought covered most of the main areas that could be of concern. And we're doing everything well now, just to have that formal something in place so that it's taken care of as a fallback, especially if we get new people in offices that are overseeing grants and things like that.
Please bear with me for
sure.
Educational purposes on... and not having my notes here, is you are the grant facilitator, right? And so all of the grants that any office has, it be the clerk, the sheriff, or anyone, then they go about getting the grant. Once they get it, you're given a copy of it, and you know the deadlines and all the requirements that we can meet, and you work with them to see that that happens so that we comply with the regulations of that grant.
Ideally, that is exactly the way it would work. I don't want to manage anybody's grants for them. Everybody is the expert in their area. The sheriff's department, they know what they need for their grants. Or when we were going through the buyout process, planning and zoning knew what needed to happen with those grants. Emergency management has grants that have very specific requirements. It's more making sure we're meeting those deadlines and tracking those funds as they're expended and received, so that we are reporting the correct amount. Because for every grant, usually in January, we get a request for all federal funds received, not just what each office has received, but what the whole county has received, because that's where the A-133 single audit information and those requirements fall in.
And you get that document from?
I get that by contacting each office that has grants, getting their information on what they've received and what they've expended.
So do you have, I know that the sheriff office is one that receives grants, along with, is it the prosecutor?
The sheriff's office has some, and there's federal grants and state grants. The sheriff's office has both. They have a state grant and there's federal grants, but then we also have the one working on the St. Street apartments, which is actually through Developmental Connections.
Okay.
And came down that way. The last ones with planning and zoning for the buyout closed. We received some funds in 2016, but that was the end of those. And then emergency management receives a grant that covers half of operating and salary expenses for the office. And also included in that is like the Title III funds, the National Forest funds for this, schools in those jurisdictions, and also the payments in lieu of taxes are also included in the federal fund schedule.
So then when each one of these offices get the grant, they give you a copy, they make you aware of it, you've got that file, and then you see to it that they meet the deadlines. You check those grants and see they make the deadlines. So if so you've got that information. So if I were working in, say, for instance, a sheriff's office, and I normally had done the grants, and I'm no longer in that office, someone else takes over, they should have a copy of it also, but they could go to you, and you would know what the status was, what need to be met, and everything. Is that correct?
That would be the ideal. It depends now, since there's nothing that says an office has to give me that information. There's nothing formal. That's what I was hoping to get to by the policy. Usually I can get it by asking, and they have no problem giving it to me. But sometimes there's some pushback on why. Why do you want to know that
the grant
type of thing? Not the grant, the office that receives the grant. Or going through the process, if they will have applied for and gone through the entire process of receiving the grant and brought it before the commission before I ever know that it existed, and it has a lot of extensive requirements on the backside that the commission may not be aware of, that we have to meet the requirements for. So just trying to ask if we could put something formal in place. So there is a policy that says, you know, provide a copy of this information to this person. This person, when you send, the treasurer also needs to know when funds are going to be received so that they know where to allocate those funds. So that's in there as well. Just when you submit a reimbursement requirement or you plan on receiving funds, make sure the treasurer knows, make sure that I know, so we can just keep track of where those, when those funds are coming in, and it makes sure that it's happening on a regular basis and that nothing's getting behind.
I'm not a big one for tabling. I like to handle, but on this, if the presiding doesn't have an objection, I would like to go over it more, and I'd like to talk to the offices that have the grants and see that their opinion.
Well, you mean what she submitted here is the grant management and policy and procedure? Are the changes in this?
It's just a draft. We don't have one in place.
Okay.
So actually that would be, because I would like to work with you guys to get something done. So I definitely don't want action on it today. I want, you know, to for you to go through that, make whatever changes, add things, remove things, make it however it would work for everyone, so that we are ensuring that we are reporting the correct amount and keeping track of all of that, especially with some turnover and things, so that we know what each office has.
Thank you. That's just exactly what I'd like to do, is to go
also
over.
I just had a quick question on, is there someone, like, I don't know if it'd be your office, that would help these offices look at grants, to, you know, let them know what's available?
I can help. I can tell, you know, we can sit down and look at it on your own. I get tons of grants, of all of the open federal grants that come in. There's an email list you can get on for all of the open federal grants that come out.
Is that something you share with the other departments?
If there's one that they would be eligible for, some of them that come out, they're daily emails, and some of them aren't even remotely close to even being for our area. But anything that comes out that would be of benefit, I think the last one that we did, we had some come out that would benefit actually animal control and things like that. So I make sure that if I see something come across, and Rick is really good, if he sees something that I don't get, of sending it out. And
We share back and forth. In fact, I think probably Melissa put this together, because I requested that she put that. We really need to have that policy in place. Basically, something were to happen, Melissa got offered three or four times the money, we probably couldn't keep her. So we need a policy in place so that if something like that happens, and then we go right on down the line, the next person comes in and says, this is your policy, we know what to do. And that's what she's asking for here. And I do think it's a great idea to table it, to table it, look at it, let everyone else that might be involved have an opportunity to say something about it and approve it. But I think it's a great